What's the bottom massage?
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a...
Yeah.
The Hard Line.
I guarantee
you. And they want some kind of sugar mama situation?
If we wanted to roll screenless, we could find... We could light up the phones right now with women who would tell us their stories about young guys.
No, 20 years younger.
I guarantee you we could.
You'd light up the phones with a bunch of dudes doing shtick.
Yeah. 20 years.
All right, once we wade through them, I guarantee you we could get to that.
So you're telling me when you were 25 years old, you wouldn't have minded hooking up with a 50-year-old woman?
Well, no, I'm not saying me. I'm just saying that happens.
I've never met anyone who's done that. Not one person.
Hello.
Hey.
You both?
The Hammer.
I did when I was in my 20s.
Yeah. How old?
She was probably 20 years older than me.
You lived a very cloistered, interlocking life.
So you have two?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't do it.
It's a lie?
No, I didn't. If I did, I'd tell you.
Reiner's only dated girls that weigh twice as much as him.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I'm so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line. Three, two, and one.
Stand back, burrito!
Go!
Pork chop sandwiches!
The Hard Line!
3:24 is the time. 24 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time, according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Friday, and today we emanate live from McKinney. Nice to be up here in Big Sky Country today.
Hello, Corby.
We are at Lone Star 49. Now, you may be asking yourself, what is that? It's a FINA station. It is a FINA station located at North Tennessee in Irwin here in McKinney. And we're doing the gas thing today whereby they will sell you gas from 3:30 until 6:30 for $1.31 a gallon.
That's a heck of a deal.
It's a wonderful deal. With the following provisos, proviso number one, a maximum of 25 gallons of regular unleaded or diesel is all that is allowable by law. Proviso number two, in order to be guaranteed discounted gasoline, you must be in line by 6:30. And proviso three, which you must agree to, 31 cents a gallon will be donated to the Texas Scottish Rite Hospital for Children.
What a great gesture that is. So, you know, they've been doing that for a while.
Agree to all three of those provisos, and $1.31 gasoline can be yours.
We're saving you money. We're kicking off your weekend right. We're going to save you a lot of money, and you're going to have a little bit more to spend on this Labor Day weekend.
Thanks for the directions, by the way.
Don't thank me.
Sneak.
I got those right from Cat, who got them right from the sales department.
I drove to Melissa.
Nobody up there, it's ridiculous. Nobody up there can give directions on anything.
I drove to Melissa, and I don't have my cell phone on me. I forgot it, of course, you know. So I had no clue, and I'm thinking that the hammer, whenever you got on the air, that you would be like, well, you would tell me, because knowing that you gave bad directions.
It didn't even occur to me.
That's bad, Greg.
Yeah,
thought we
it
were
is.
Friends.
We are friends, but you know what? I was given bad, and I had to call Reiner. He had to tell me that
thank
in
you.
Fact, that university is 380.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, all you have to do is exit White and come down White. There is an exit for White, which is right here.
White?
And then it's on the corner.
White's where? Here?
White.
Right there.
Oh.
Yeah, you exit White and take a right, and you got to go past the high school. By the way, I'm about two blocks away from where my dad grew up, like the house that he grew up in.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know your dad was.
Let's go take a tour of it. Let's hook up the wireless and take a tour of it.
It's me.
Don't put it right.
Huh? Are we what?
We're from Dallas.
Yeah. Where are you from? We got a gentleman here that's trying to engage in one-on-one conversation with us while we're on the air today.
The Hard Line.
But hey, okay. Don't worry about it, buddy.
No, we don't object
don't
to that.
It,
in fact, let's get a little wireless going
he
here.
Know
to this guy.
He wanted to know where we were from, and by golly, we're going to tell him.
Yeah. What is your name,
oh dear.
Good, sweet, clean sir?
Nikki.
Your name is Nikki? How old are you, Nikki?
I'm 50.
You're what?
I'm 52.
You're 52?
You're 52?
All right,
yep.
Man.
Well, you don't look 52.
Good for 52, Nikki.
You look great for 52.
You know who you look like?
All right.
You know who you look like, Nikki?
Who?
You look like Earl Campbell, circa 1979.
Yep.
With the big fro.
Yeah.
You do look kind of like Earl Campbell.
You got the beard working like he did.
Yeah.
And you got the cane like he does today.
Yeah.
Now, what happened to you? How come you got the cane, Nikki?
Oh, my leg. I got gout in my knees.
You got gout in your knees?
Yeah, gouch.
Gouch?
Yeah.
What's gouch?
That's a kind of pain. It's real pain in your knee. And I know a guy, he got surgery on his knees.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Does it hurt you?
Yeah.
Can you walk without the cane any good?
Uh-uh.
You can't?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man, that's a bummer.
And hey, Mike, I've had the gouch, and Nikki's speaking the truth.
Is that right?
It's very painful. Yeah, I had it in my big toe, and I can see why he would have a cane because of the gouch.
Yeah.
Well, ouch.
Well, that fellow who was just talking, Nikki, Kevin, yeah. Back at the radio station,
yeah.
The way he got rid of the gouch, and you might want to try this too, is he gnawed his big toe off. So maybe if you were to gnaw one of your legs off up to the knee, maybe you could get rid of it. Just a thought.
I don't think so.
You know what, Nikki? You're a smart guy. Don't listen to him at all.
I'm just playing with you, Nikki.
I know it.
We're buddies, aren't we?
Right. I know it.
So you're Nikki. You're of my generation. I like you.
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
All right.
So have you lived in McKinney all your life?
No, I ain't been living in McKinney all my life.
Really?
Where are you from originally?
You don't want to guess, do you?
I want to guess.
I'm from Arkansas.
Arkansas?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Come on,
Root Hog, huh?
Come on, man.
How are they looking this year?
They're doing pretty good.
Okay.
They're doing pretty good?
Yeah.
Well, all right, Nikki, our advice to you would be to stay hard and carry out the plan of the day. You do that, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And keep
all
jamming,
right.
Okay?
Very
yeah.
Good. There he is, Nikki. Hey, Dennis McKinney. And throughout the course of the day, we will talk with many more like him out here at Lone Star 49 here in McKinney. All right, it is 3:30. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.